This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Thank you, Lucius. It's time now for Brian Broaddus in Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's Brian.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. Hey, by the way, I had a great time yesterday with you guys over there at Moxie's. That was fun.
It really was.
Folks were nice. Stella was really nice.
We survived, man.
That
we
was good, man. How about that?
Quite a hangout.
That was good hangout. And those
the
hot ones thing. I thought I was going to feel that going home.
I did too.
I didn't.
Stomach was okay.
Yeah, it was okay.
It was about 30 minutes of, there was a little rough patch there after we went with the nine. The number nine kind of set me over the top. A little sweating going on.
I kind of feel like you could take those hot ones sauces and cut them with other things and make it like the wings that they do. I was thinking about taking that number eight, which was kind of, it wasn't the ghost pepper one or anything like that. It was kind of...
That was the bomb, I believe.
The bomb was what it called, but cutting that with some cocktail sauce for oysters and things.
Good idea.
Man, that'd be nice. That'd be nice for sure. But thanks again to everybody that came out and got him a glass and all. A beautiful glass, too.
Thanks to Stella.
Stella was great. Real quick, too, do you guys pay attention when you get on your phone a notice for air quality problems in the city?
I think it's interesting. But I don't think change my behaviors in any way.
Like when they say there's like an ozone alert, like till like you have an ozone alert until 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Do you need to put sunscreen on?
No, like you can't breathe.
Oh, I'm not worried about it.
Not worried about that at all.
Nah.
High pollution, ozone problems, all that stuff.
Got my heart and body scan yesterday from Advanced Body Scan. I'm feeling like I'm in the top of the world.
Yeah, you're like nothing's going to bring me down.
I'm good.
Maybe when Eliza starts to get a little bit older, and she's outside more, I will pay attention to that a little bit more. But right now, I mean, she's not doing much. I mean, she's staying inside. So
what I go by is, you know, once you're above 95 and it starts to get muggy, then I feel like I have to drink a lot of water and it has to be good water, you know?
See, I think the whole thing about, I pay attention because it's the air quality. And I'm always worried like, okay, what am I breathing today?
I just figure it's so rare. Like, that's a Los Angeles thing. It just doesn't happen very often here where the air settles enough for the pollution and the humidity and everything to stack up.
Yeah. Well, I got a notice on my phone.
We got it today?
Yeah, I just got a notice on my phone.
See, it feels nice. You know, I was out earlier today in the pool. It was a nice day.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice Lucius, you worry about that stuff? You worry about air quality? You're kind of a health conscious guy.
No, not really.
Really?
No, not here.
Yeah.
Yeah, not here. There's just not enough going on for me.
All right. I thought.
All right.
Maybe I'm the guy. Maybe I'm the guy that's always.
I mean, you are out there walking every day.
Yeah, I know. But
outside in the elements.
In the elements. All right.
And you've passed out before.
I did pass out.
So I mean,
I'm lucky somebody didn't run over me in their car.
Have you been going down the rabbit hole on YouTube with like chemtrails and stuff?
It's in the air,
dude. You don't know what they're seeding in there.
It's that that Chernobyl that circle back and watch. Like, well, what's the government doing to me now?
I have my own air pollution too.
It's facts there.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's great. All right, ESPN. They I don't know if you guys seen it. They ranked the 2024 NFL rosters.
Oh.
And the best projected lineups. Do you guys feel like, how do you feel going into camp about your roster?
About 16th in the NFL.
You don't feel, you feel like it went from maybe being a ninth best roster to being the 16th best roster?
Yeah. Comfortably top 10 to very average.
Yes, I think you're in the middle of the pack right now because you just have glaring questions at very important positions. Who's your starting left tackle? Who's your starting center? Linebacker's been a complete overhaul. Do you have a one technique, right? Yeah. You lost a lot of depth when it comes to... I mean, the depth is definitely not as good as it was a year ago at corner, at defensive end. So, yeah, I think you've got some positions that are really strong, but I think you're a little top-heavy this year compared to last year.
I always wonder this, too, about... because we live with this team every day on this stuff. Do national guys and gals, are they always going to overrate the Cowboys where we try and take more of an approach of, wait a minute, you guys are giving this guy a little too much credit here?
I think they're going to try to hot take it, you know, if at all possible. And they're not going to dig deep. They don't understand why the depth is a serious problem here.
Absolutely. I think that they live off the assumption that the Cowboys have a good offensive line. And that absolutely, that they're going to
and Dak and Micah, and they're good, right?
Yeah.
Tank's still there.
Absolutely. Jake Ferguson.
Diggs is healthy. Yeah.
They just think, okay, they're good. You got Diggs and Land. Like, they're not even factoring in Diggs coming back from injury. They're just looking at the depth chart like, oh, Diggs and Bland?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That's amazing.
And every one of us is terrified that every player that's come back from a knee injury is taking 5 to 6 weeks to get back to being themselves. Yeah. I like what
Gallup
you guys
never
are,
did.
Yeah. I like what you're saying there. ESPN, they asked their analyst, Mike Clay, Aaron, is it Schatz? Is it Aaron Schatz?
Schatz.
Schatz?
But, I mean, hey, to each his own.
Schatz? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Schatz.
And Seth Walder. They ranked every NFL lineup. In the combination of their rankings, they came up with a final list for the league. I'll run through these, and you tell me what you think. Tell me if you'd rather, if they've got this right. They got the San Francisco 49ers rosters being the best one.
It's tough to argue.
I feel like that every bit of information I've seen the June, you know, when we start to do rankings of positional stuff, I kind of feel like San Francisco is the top of this list on every single group.
Yeah, it's a dominant team. I was surprised they went through that little skid last year without Debo. I mean, that kind of changed them. I think without McCaffrey, they're vulnerable to like losing one player and it totally changing how they are. But when healthy, I didn't see anything, you know, as dominant in all of last year. I think only Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl, you know, is what it took to undo them.
Man, they list the 49ers as with their offensive skill with McCaffrey, Ayuk, Samuel, Kittle, and then they add Ricky Pearsall, who I absolutely love from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And
probably going to take Ayuk off that, right? He's going to be gone before camp starts.
I think he's going to end up being on the team this year. I really do.
He seems to think he's going to be back. Remember they asked him that question in a podcast?
I mean, unless some team just wants to overpay right now, it just doesn't seem like they're going to move him.
They think the biggest weakness for the 49ers is their offensive line.
Yeah, outside of Trent Williams, it is kind of just a group of guys, you know, that are, they play okay. They do well in the system.
Kansas City's number two. Their biggest strength is their quarterback. Their biggest weakness is offensive tackle, according to this group that's rating these guys.
I think they're banking on Wanye Morris, the Oklahoma tackle, to slide over and be their new starter. That's a gamble.
Yeah, they are. You're absolutely right about that. Number three would be the Baltimore Ravens. Biggest strength they think is their safeties. Kyle Hamilton, Marcus Williams, those guys.
Yeah.
The biggest weakness is their guard. Why is all these teams' biggest weakness offensive line? Maybe the Cowboys don't have a weak offensive line.
I think that's probably been when you talk about the air raid taking over.
Yeah.
I think that the offensive line play certainly has dipped.
The New York Jets have the fourth best roster according to this crew.
Wow.
The strength is their cornerbacks. Cornerbacks. Sure. Biggest weakness is at safety, is what they're saying. Watching their tape, I think that's kind of a truth. last year getting ready for that game. At number five is the Detroit Lions. I kind of feel like the Lions have a top three roster myself.
I think the Lions are competing with the Niners for maybe best roster in the league. And I think the Texans are starting to get up there too.
They say their biggest strength is their offensive line. The biggest weakness is their safety. I think their safeties are damn good, to be honest with you.
You can move Brian Branch now to safety with the addition of Arnold.
Nickel.
Yeah.
I mean, my gosh. I don't think that's a weakness at all. At number six is your Dallas Cowboys.
Ooh.
The biggest strength, they say, are the edge rushers. One of the league's top defenders in Micah Parsons has led the position in pass rush win rate each of the past three seasons. In fact, since Parsons arrived in 2021, Dallas sits first in pass rush wins, 809, and fifth in sacks, the 3.0 behind first. They talk about Lawrence hasn't, he's older, but he hadn't lost a step. They say their biggest weakness is running back.
Yeah.
He says there wasn't a tough choice for a pretty good Dallas rusher, but clearly decided the running back is not important to them right now. Out is Tony Pollard and soon to be 29-year-old Ezekiel Elliott as the lead back. He's a franchise legend, but he no more has the football equivalent of an innings eater at this point in his career. They're talking about the X factor for this team, and they say the X factors would be Tyler Guyton and Cooper Beebe. We've talked about that a bunch.
Agreed, yeah.
Non-starter to no, DeMarvian Overshown. So they're talking about him, and he says, don't be surprised if he's getting snaps ahead of Damone Clark by midseason. I think it's sooner than that. I don't think Clark has the instincts. I think Overshown's a better athlete. I think Overshown, and I think Clark's a good athlete, but I think that Zimmer is going to play guys that know what the hell they're doing.
And the speed is rare with
the
Overshown.
I think when you watch Clark play, he's going to watch that tape. And there's going to be some questions about his instincts there.
You find answers, though, at linebacker and then with those rookie offensive linemen. And I think we could be reevaluating how cynical we are, but that's just a lot of young guys to depend on.
Yeah. Well, they had Dallas as the sixth. So you think fair or not fair there?
I think they're a little high.
Yeah, that's overrating them.
Yeah, I think you both said they were mid-pack right now, right?
Yes, sir.
There you go. All right, thanks, guys.
A 16-year-old scored for Spain. They lead France 2-1 at half. And by the way, Brian, I'm with you. I'd rather swim in the water than be in that no AC room.
You'd swim
a month.
In the pool water?
You swim in the pool water?
I would.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
I believe in the immunity, you know, in your immune system.
Well, with that scan, I believe it now. You're like, I can deal with the poo water.
Yeah, sure.
Bring it on.
NFL news today coming up next. Well, Chuck, where are you taking it?
Do you like this idea for an 18-game schedule? We got name changes in the Super Bowl halftime rumor. Do you like it? That's next in the nation.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.